بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد. Yesterday we discussed in regards to stolen goods the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Whoever purchases stolen goods items knowing that it is stolen is given an equal share of the sin committed. Whoever purchases stolen goods knowing that it is stolen is given an equal share of the sin committed. So in regards to stolen goods also, here when it comes to stealing, theft, these are such things, ulama explain, that has to do with common sense, understanding, logic. Whether Deen Islam educated us in regards to stealing or stolen goods is understandable in every religion. The stealing is not permissible, stealing is something which is bad. But there are things that we find in a person's life, in this worldly existence, that is known. Common sense will tell you that it is not a good thing, it's an evil thing, whether it be Deen Islam, other religions. So it is known, it is commonly understood, that we cannot do these things, whether stealing, zina, abuse. So religion doesn't have to tell you, this is got to do with a person's mentality, his understanding of life, that he should not engage in these things. But yes, when it comes to iman, person's iman becomes very weak, then a person will get involved in stolen goods, and he will not worry where the income comes from, where the items come from, merchandise, where does it come from. So a person has to take care of his iman. And a person gets involved in stolen items, and he has to get caught. Then we know the embarrassment in regards to it, that he got caught with fake goods or stolen goods. So here Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, temperament and part of nubuwwat, messengerhood, was to always turn the makhluq away from dunya to akhirat. To turn the makhluq creation away from mal to a'mal, from worldly possessions to a'mal, to work for akhirat, from dunya to jannat, from the creation to the creator. So stolen goods we know not permissible. So we can imagine when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam mentioned, did you also get a thief who steals in Salah also? He's also regarded as a thief. That his Salah is not correct. When it comes to his Qirat, the way he recites his Qirat, which is not in conformity to the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, his Ruku also is very fast. Coming up from Ruku, his Qoma, standing up, there also he doesn't have Itminan, doesn't take his time. He goes into sajda, there also, in between sajda, the jalsa. So that person, there was once a sahabi that entered Masjid al-Nabawi, performed salah. Nabi Ali salatu wasalam noticed his salah. As he was leaving, he told him, irji' fa salli fa innaka lam tusalli. He told him, return, and repeat your salah. For indeed you haven't performed salah. Although he had performed salah, but Nabi Ali salatu wasalam told him, your salah is not befitting to be called a salah. It was so fast. Example, like how a chicken, a fowl, a hen, how it pecks at the ground, your salah was like that. So therefore, quite, it happened about 3 times, that return, go back, then perform your salah again. Your salah was too fast. There was no itminan, no i'tidal, it's called ta'adidul arkan. Here we find commonly the mastura, the ladies at home, the salah is very fast. They may to a certain extent behind the imam, they follow the imam, his speed. The salah is quite safe depending on the imam's salah also. But our own individual salah, that a person makes takbirat tahreema, then his surah fatiha, his surah, how fast he's reading. Shouldn't be so fast also. Example, surah al-fatiha, that a person is so fast because it's Arabic, but translate that surah fatiha into English and recite it in English at the speed he recites in Arabic. And then see how it may sound. Doesn't sound very good. Person is so fast, that I'll say it in English, even our tasbihat in ruku, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, take our time, one breath, one tasbih. Sometimes in a rush, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi, translate that into English, and say it at that speed. And then we can understand how it sounds, but a person expects Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to accept my namaz. I'm delivering goods like this, this is stolen goods. That I'm just stealing now from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, but want Allah to pay me in full. So our salah is very important. Somebody asked Mullah Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahimullah one time, that a person may be in the first surf of namaz, is there early for namaz, in the first row performing salah, but he's involved in stolen goods, or he's cheating people, not paying his accounts on time. This is an operation, matrul ghani yuzulman, that the dealing of an affluent person is actually operation, he's not paying his accounts on time, but then going for umrah, going for hajj, pulling out a new car, he's going for holidays, but not paying the creditors. But he's in salah, first serf, takbir-e-ula. So, Hazrat Ji rahimahullah explained beautifully, and he says, ke chor musalli ho sakta hai, magar musalli chor nahi ho sakta. He says that a person who is a thief, it is possible that he can be a musalli. He's a thief, but Allah Ta'ala will allow him. Allah will allow him to perform salah in the first serf. Doesn't mean the salah is accepted. Like how also the ulama asked that a person goes for hajj and umrah every year. Every year again, umrah again, mashallah, nasib dar, very fortunate. Allah will allow him to perform the umrah, whether accepted or not, question mark. So Allah will allow it to happen. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُؤَيِّدُ هَذَا الدِّينِ بِرَجُلِ الْفَاجِرِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assist and help his deen with a sinner also. Allah will help his deen by means of a sinful person. Allah will take his wealth, use it for the masjid, not accept it. So a person should not be beguiled and deceived that I'm involved in so many activities of deen, therefore accepted, not necessarily. So he says that a person can be a thief, but Allah will allow him. He will do these a'mal, whether acceptable or not, Allah knows best. But musalli chor nahi ho sakta. But that person who's primarily is a musalli, his focus of life is salah. And true salah without stealing in namaz. Doesn't steal in his tasbihat, in his qoma also when he comes up from ruku, there he takes his time. Here commonly we find a person after ruku, he rushes very quickly. He goes into sajda, sometime behind the imam also. Imam sahib is reading the relevant masnoon and sunnat du'as, but the musalli is in a rush, he's waiting halfway down to go into sajda. Can't go before the imam. So coming up from sajda, from ruku, Allah, we read commonly, رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ حَمْدًا كَثِيرًا طَيِّبًا مُبَارَكًا فِي. Other sunnat du'as also that we hear. Person can say, رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدِ رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ اللَّهُمَّ رَبَّنَا لَكَ الْحَمْدِ. All three are correct. Then he can add on, حَمْدًا كَثِيرًا طَيِّبًا مُبَارَكًا فِي. As the imam is coming up, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدًا, then at that moment already we start our رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ. And after we come up, after imam finishes, سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدًا, then we start. We start as he's coming up. There's two terms that are used. Imam will make tasmi' and the muqtadi will make tahmid. Tasmi' refers to رَبَّ سَمِعَ اللَّهُ لِمَنْ حَمِدًا. Imam will recite that. And the muqtadi, as he's coming up, he say, رَبَّنَا وَلَكَ الْحَمْدِ حَمْدًا كَثِيرًا طَيِّبًا مُبَارَكًا فِي. So he got itminan. To the extent that all his joints come to the original position. That is the sunnah. In salah, to remain motionless for a second is farz, which you call itminan. Then to remain motionless for three tasbihat, subhanallah, 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 this is mustahab, this is desirable by Allah, that you take your time in salah. Here our ustaz used to tell us also that everything else we do with itminan besides namaz. Everything else we do, example, here we have a da'wat, so we will say to the family people, let's read namaz quickly, then we can eat. Let's read namaz quickly. Let's finish the namaz. Then we can relax and have a good meal. Should be the other way around. Especially on a holiday. We're going on holiday so we are free to make the ibadat of Allah. But what the person commonly will do, after Isha Salah, the Baraisan will come out. And Isha Salah is after midnight. And how many? Because we musafir, 2 and 3. Holiday is now I have time to do all my nawafil. Not to cut the nawafil. And to cut the, Allah Ta'ala has given discount already, 2 rakats. But I have time now. For a Muslim, is this a change of ibadat? It's no holiday from deen. It's just a change of ibadat. That now I was at the business, earning a livelihood for the family. Now I got a chance to make khidmat of the family. We tell the boys in Darul Ulum also, that the entire year, you're in Darul Ulum studying kitabs. Now you're having a bit of a break to make khidmat of your parents, change of ibadat. So coming back when it comes to salah, only involving stolen goods, how this is tied up, my dear brothers? How our salah will be before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, this is how our life will be out of salah. That is why our entire life is linked up to my namaz, 5 times a day. My salah is correct, from my ghusl to my taharat, thrifty in using water, then there will be savings in my life, I won't be extravagant. Have extravagance in the uses of water, then also my wealth will be the same. My life will be the same. I will waste time, waste funds, there will be extravagance because my wuzu water is like that. My ghusl is like that. My salah also. So a person, when he comes to his ruku, comes to his sajda, qawma standing up, it should be itminan there, completely at peace, going into sajda also. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, 1-1 tasbih, take it easy, no rush. Coming between the two sajdas, Allahumma ghfirli, walhamni, wa'afini, wahdini, warzuqni. Beautiful dua of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Allahumma ghfirli, warhamni, wa'afini, wahdini, warzuqni. In salah we get a chance to make dua. Allah forgive me. Allahumma ghfirli, warhamni. Ya Allah show your mercies upon me. Wa'afini, ya Allah grant me safety. Grant me safety in all aspects, my iman, my a'mal, my property, my home, my life, my health. Wahdin, ya Allah, guide me. Divine guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which way to move in life. Whether business, whether family, whether iman, taqwa. And warazuqni. When our ustaz mentioned this dua also, then an old man came and he mentioned to our ustaz, he says, such a long dua, I already forgot it. Then Mawlana explained to him, as we're explaining now, Maghfirat Allahumma maghfirli, warhamni, rahmat of Allah, wa'afini, safety, security, wahdini, guidance. When he came to the last one, warazuqni, Allah give me a rosy sustenance. He said, Mawlana, buaharu dua. In namaz, I can make dua for my business also, warazuqni, risk. He says, geez, I learned this dua. In namaz, I can make dua for warazuqni, for risk. I learned this dua. So this is between the two sajdas. Allahumma maghfirli, warhamni, wa'afini, wahdini, warazuqni. Then we see the speed of namaz will drop. Then itminan will come. There will be quality in namaz, quality in our business also. Then a person will not be regarded as a thief in namaz. Now he's a musalli. When he becomes a real musalli, then chori and theft and stealing will come out automatically. It will happen. Take care of a person's salah, extravagance will come out, stealing will come out, cheating will come out. Now he's a real musalli. Otherwise the thief, a cheat can read namaz, but his namaz also will be chori and stealing. But a person whose namaz is correct behind the imam and his own sunnahs and nawafil, then accordingly his life will become like that. So one is our namaz in the masjid, what speed we are reading. Then very importantly we mentioned the masturat at home, the ladies. Their salah is very fast. You'll find that sometimes we're performing our sunnahs at home. In 4 rakats, we are reading, they finish the Isha namaz in our 4 rakats sometime. Very fast. Because now the pot is on the stove, something is in the microwave. So the salah is just now an empty namaz, but the mind is elsewhere. Recently our ulama explained to us also that how many of us think also, that ya Allah, is my salah a salah of concentration and devotion? Well, I just made my namaz alhamdulillah, but in my namaz how many thoughts came already? So we just take stock after namaz now, in the 2 rakats of fajr, how many thoughts came to mind? Subhanallah, out of namaz it doesn't come. But in salah it will come, the passage I left it, I forgot, now in namaz I will remember. All happens in salah, so at least to trigger that thought that I have a salah of concentration. If I have concentration in my namaz, then the same thing Allah Ta'ala will give me such intelligence in my business, short span of time Allah Ta'ala open my rosy. Why Allah will open the rosy sustenance also? Because my focal point is namaz, salah. So Allah will open the door of sustenance to free us more for salah. That will keep us in the business. That Allah will make it so easy that you can make it through salah on time and easily with concentration. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal inshaAllah. SubhanAllah.